try it this way.
Kimberly, did Paul, did Ken get your, that packet email on that older woman's house? What's going on?
Yes.
Okay, you read that?
I've read it.
That's in this package, and she's going to address.
Is that the same house?
It's in this package. This is a huge package.
Yeah, I know. I read that, but I didn't get a chance to ask the question. If the house in this is the same house.
Yes.
Yes. She has answers.
Yes.
Okay. She has answers.
Great.
Okay. Why don't we start the session and we can answer your questions.
All right.
So,
Gary, what's up next?
Property disposition surplus property recommendation. Staff from Business and Community Services. All commissioners are present except Commissioner Fisher, who is at a metro hearing.
So first off, we want to say, do you guys want to look at every one of these pieces of property?
Well, we've been to this drill
yes.
in the past, and I've always been very supportive of staff, and I know that they've gone out of their way to make sure that they've done everything they can to help these people retain their property. So I've usually been the person to say, move to approve. So, okay. I mean, if there's some, maybe we don't go through all of them.
There is only
focus
one.
On the one or two or yeah. three that are maybe an issue. Yeah.
So let me just say in general, thank you, commissioners. We'll keep it brief. The only thing to really add, and we've done this in previous years, you've asked what about, you know, houses to support low-income housing or affordable housing needs. We did comment in here that we've talked with all the appropriate parties. There's no properties on this list that any of, you know, Housing Authority or H3S have said they needed for their work. So we wanted just to make sure that's clear.
In cities?
Yes.
We've gone through the complete distribution notification, and there's nothing here that anybody has asked for to meet their needs for low-income housing or affordable housing.
Okay.
So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Lindsay.
I just want to piggyback off of that really quick. I actually had three conversations with H3S specifically about these properties, and none of them fit in there.
So the one property that you, Commissioner Humberston, brought up is which one on this list?
It's
the one with the house on it.
Yeah, it's item number 11.
Okay. And this actually didn't come to me via your presentation. Right. It actually came to me via a banker.
We're aware, yes.
Okay. Yeah, they have answers for you.
Okay.
And I was very concerned about the lady, but I've been reassured by Kim that it may have all been addressed, but I will let you go for it.
So let me just start off, and then so several weeks ago we met with Kathy Rastetter, who's counsel for us with property disposition, and recognized that there was some very extraordinary circumstances relative to this one property. And it was since the foreclosure deed was filed, and it's now in the county's name, we do have the authority under statute with extraordinary circumstances that we decided that we would just stand down, understanding the risk and liability associated with it being now owned by the county. You know, what inherent risk might there be if we, you know, spend some more time trying to address the situation? And now I'll have Lindsay respond.
If you have a specific question, I'd be more than happy to answer it.
Well, I'll tell you what I understood from the conversation I had on the phone, and then you can tell me what's going on. We don't need to mention names, but I got a call from a banker friend of mine who the lady that owns the property had come there realizing, finally, that she was in trouble for not having paid her taxes. His assessment of the situation was that she was not competent. That's my word, not his, but certainly raised a big red flag in his mind.
Yep.
Asked me to check in on that. So when I came in on Monday, I gave the information to Kimberly, who obviously contacted you, because he didn't know if Department of Human Services was contacted, which departments are working on it. He was just very concerned that all of a sudden this person would find them without a home and on the streets. And I wanted to make sure in my own mind that the appropriate resources, like legal representation, if it's appropriate, mm-hmm. mental health, mm-hmm. et cetera, were brought to bear
yes.
to make sure that this lady does not find herself on the street just because she wasn't competent enough to remember to pay her taxes.
No problem.
So that's what generated the conversation.
Sure.
I've subsequently been reassured that all of those things have been put in place.
Yep.
And so I'm okay with it now.
Okay.
But that was my big worry. And I didn't know if your department was handling it or if it was being handled by a department in the state. I was aware that the state has a program similar to a reverse mortgage where they pay the taxes and then take possession of the property at a later date, get their money back, and then sell the property and give it the remainder to the estate. But
that particular program, by the time we were involved, which was 6 months ago, the application process was already passed by 4 months.
Okay.
There was another state-offered program that we have explained with her, but overview, we've been working with this woman for 6 months, weekly follow-ups with her. There are Adult Protective Services was contacted 6 months ago. We've been working with
Great.
Them. And there is legal service involved with her now. So we are working towards a positive solution for her.
Well, so please don't take my questioning as criticism.
Absolutely not.
I did not know, and I needed to find out.
No, I appreciate it, and no criticism taken. So
what will happen, Commissioner, is while this property is currently in our list that we're asking for your declaration of surplus, with that positive solution in the works, we will pull this property at the appropriate time.
Okay.
If for some reason we have not reached a solution by the time the auction comes, we will still pull the property. But if we do have the means, we wanted to at least include this property as part of the board order, so that it gives us as much flexibility to do what we need to do as we get closer. But we always do have the authority to pull any property prior to auction, and we would continue to do that.
Well, I very much appreciate your efforts, and I appreciate yours. Get me the answers as quickly as everybody did. I really do appreciate that. I did have one other question, and I was looking through these, and in some cases, you're offering them for sale at market value. And in other cases, you're offering a piece of land for sale at assessed valuation, and it seemed awfully inconsistent. So can you explain why?
Of course. So the ones that are at 100% value on this sheet, we got an appraisal done on them. And per policy, if it has a structure on the property or could be potentially buildable, we get a third-party opinion, meaning an appraisal, a fee appraisal done on them. We put them in auction at 100% of value because they are worth that.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are less in value, they'll either be 25, 50, or 75% of the assessed real market value. It's because there's constraints on the property, such as maybe no access, or maybe there's a building on there that's completely dilapidated and needs to be torn down. Things like that.
Okay. Answers my question.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
If a property comes back to auction a second time and it was at 100% the first time and for whatever reason it didn't sell, we'll probably come back and put it at 75 or 50%. In our criteria, if it has one constraint, it is either at the assessed value but not the market value. If there's two or more constraints, it would be anywhere between 50% and 75% of value.
So in the spirit of consistency, I will defer to Commissioner Savas.
Move to approve.
And I will second.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the package. So we're not removing the one this time. You could remove it later.
We can remove it at a later date prior to auction if we can work through all.
And I need to talk to you offline briefly.
Sir.
Yes.
Sir.
All right, so please poll.
Commissioner Schrader?
Aye.
Commissioner Savas?
Aye.
Commissioner Humbertson?
Aye.
Chair Bernard?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next time.
That is all for today.
Wow.
We're done.
Wow. We're